2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. Now, I hope this line is okay this morning. It might be a little bit noisy in the background because I'm at McMaster's Beach, which is on the Central Coast, not far north of Sydney, and there are about six chainsaws outside busy chopping down the most magnificent, majestic gum trees, which is a very sad start to the morning, I must say. McMaster's Beach is renowned for its beautiful, beautiful gum trees.
Is the council doing it?
No, it's a local person because the roots are getting in under the house, you know, usual problem. But the trees are going and it's very sad.
Anyhow, you're in a lovely... Did you survive the weekend, obviously?
Look, only just. In fact, it's one reason why I came up here, just for a little bit of peace and quiet, which I'm now not getting. What an amazing weekend. Fabulous weather and so many things going on around town. It actually, the spirit of the city reminded me of the Olympics, you know, back in 2000.
Yes.
Fantastic. I spent a lot of time at the Maritime Museum down in Darling Harbour inside. Mind you, the tour ships were outside and there were hordes of people walking around looking at those. But I went to a series of masterclasses, omnivore masterclasses. They've come to Australia. They travel around the world. It was set up by this Parisian fellow who runs a magazine called Omnivore. And his idea is to sponsor talented, you know, young chefs who are doing exciting things all around the world. And let me tell you, I certainly did see some very interesting things at those masterclasses on Friday and Saturday. Local chefs, there was a local chef, Colin Fastenage. He's an Irish fellow who showed us how to cut up a suckling pig, and he was most amusing, very funny. And Ross Lusted, he runs the Bridge Room in the city. I'm going to give you this recipe next week or the week after. He showed us how to cook veggies in glass. It's a very old-fashioned method that he learned in Croatia and just really simple and easy way to do it. So I'm going to try and get that recipe and do it for you next week on radio.
Sounds interesting.
And then there was Darren Robertson from Three Blue Ducks. He's on television. I think he's on Channel 10. He was terrific. And these boys from Sixpenny Restaurant, James Parry and Daniel Puskas. And I went to Sixpenny Restaurant on Sunday night for dinner, and they're doing some absolutely fabulous things. The point about Sixpenny is it's the type of food that you really do go to a restaurant to eat because it's so refined and so exquisite. It's not the sort of food you're going to cook at home. They have a garden in the Southern Highlands, and they use a lot of the produce from there in their dishes, and they garnish their dishes with all sorts of lovely things, including lily buds, which I didn't know you could eat.
No.
And one of their desserts on Sunday night was a hickory smoked ice cream. Now, I've never tasted that before, and it was absolutely delicious.
Did you say it's called Sixpenny?
No, yes, it's called Sixpenny Restaurant, and it's in Stanmore, in Percival Road, Stanmore. And truly, they really are doing some outstanding, exquisite dishes.
Can I ask you this? It was a report from England, because I love Carissa. How do you pronounce it?
Chorizo.
C-H-I-R-C-H-O-R-I-Z.
Oh, I did. Oh, yes.
I love the sausages.
Yes, I know you love sausages.
They say that they've increased their sales in England by about 33 1/3%.
Of chorizo. Gosh, because it's a Spanish sausage, yeah.
Well, the British are very conservative. I know.
Very conservative.
My mother was one. And also, there's been a 33 1/3% increase in the rise of seeded loaf. In other words...
All right, yes.
Seeded bread is the best thing since sliced white bread, they say.
Well, it's certainly a lot better for you. Yes, we do. A lot of the bakeries here in Sydney, I know Sonoma Bakery, do an absolutely fabulous soy and linseed loaf. So, yes, we're into it here too.
Yeah, I love them.
Maybe they're just catching up with us. And I think you mentioned something about Prosecco being very popular in Britain now.
Prosecco, yeah, what's that?
Prosecco is a sparkling light Italian wine. And we have a producer in the King Valley in Victoria, Dal Zotto, and they make an outstanding local Prosecco. Absolutely delicious. I love it.
Okay, now the school holidays are over. The kids are back at school today.
Yes, they are back at school today.
And
now, okay, I have a very easy recipe for you, certainly not in the class of what I ate at Sixpenny the other night, but it's a lovely Asian-style prawn and mushroom salad. And I had also been to a lunch on Thursday or mushrooms, and one thing I discovered, and I had no idea about this, they're selling vitamin D mushrooms, which you can actually get in Coles. But if you buy button mushrooms and put them on your windowsill for an hour, expose them to an hour of sunlight, they will absorb the vitamin D And if you have a few of those each day, that's as much vitamin D as you need to have each day, which is really fascinating. So I'm going to put tomatoes on my windowsill and intersperse them with button mushrooms from now on.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. So the recipe today includes button mushrooms and has prawns through it and lots of lovely leaves like mint and coriander. And the mushrooms are marinated in a lovely mixture of soy sauce, five spice, sugar, sweet chilli and a bit of olive oil. And you mix that up and marinate the mushrooms and then toss the prawns and the salad ingredients through that. So that's all on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.